way our deliveries are working is that we're getting vaccine on a 2-weekly basis again to do the second dose for some people and the first dose for others. I presume it will be 2 weeks before we know where we are again with our supply. Of course, it's frustrating, I think, when we have so many people booked and people look, people obviously, this is something people want done as soon as possible. I mean, I think the communication, yeah, maybe hasn't been as good as we would like it to be. Again, we recognise that this is, you know, an issue not just for us as a country, but for many countries around the world, not just for us as a practice, but for many practices around the country. So, yeah, it is frustrating. The communication could have been better. Again, we're finding this out just a day before we planned to give these vaccines. So, and again, we didn't really know where we were with numbers of vaccine we would have at all until this morning. So, look, we're trying our best to plan for a smooth rollout, but we recognise that, look, that isn't always going to be the case. But, of course, look, in an ideal world, everything would go nice and smoothly. We'd get the vaccine as we need and give it to the patients as we have them booked. But unfortunately, this week, that hasn't been the case. Mm. And, look, we share the patients' frustrations as well. I mean, this is something we want to be doing. This is something that everybody wants to have moving along nicely, but that just hasn't been the case this week, unfortunately.